Mitt Romney's negative attack machine is back on full throttle.
All that money flooding into the presidential campaign pays for negative ads like this one from the Rick Santorum campaign, attacking rival Mitt Romney.
And in the end, Mitt Romney's ugly attacks are going to backfire.
But all that campaign fundraising and negative advertising has sparked a backlash that recently led to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court got it wrong.
These demonstrators are unhappy with a Supreme Court decision 2 years ago that opened the way for wealthy individuals, corporations, and labor unions to spend unlimited amounts of money running ads in political campaigns. Most of them negative.
Are corporations people?
Yeah! Annabelle Park is with the Coffee Party USA, a counterpart to the conservative-leaning Tea Party movement.
It's like a fire sale or a casino where very wealthy people are putting down money and making bets. Okay, and making those choices. They might as well be in a back room with cigars.
Experts say the ads can be effective in changing voters' minds, but many of the voters don't like them, including some who voted in Florida's recent presidential primary.
I think it's ridiculous. There's been way too much negative. It's going to hurt them when Obama grabs that stuff and uses it against them.
It's sad but true. You know, you get down in the dirt, and I don't think anybody's really benefiting from it, but some of the things that they're pointing out are true also.
The negativity has been, like, to me, like fingers on a chalkboard. I think that it is deplorable.
The Supreme Court decision has resulted in more wealthy groups trying to influence the election, says John Fortier of the Bipartisan Policy Center.
Well, we certainly have seen the rise of more independent money, money that is not directly controlled by the candidates' campaigns or by the political parties. And that money's a lot less accountable.
But given the history of money and U.S. political campaigns, the result was predictable, says David Drucker of the newspaper Roll Call.
Money is like water in politics. If you remove rules, it will flood in. If you create rules, it will still flood in. It just does it in circuitous ways.
Is money speech?
No!
That is little consolation to those who gathered at the Supreme Court. They're demanding that the High Court reverse its decision and reimpose campaign spending restrictions on corporations, unions, and the wealthy. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
That the people lose faith in democracy as a